Good morning and welcome to another episode of Coffee Time. I want to say it is a great morning. It is a great day. And if you are tuning in, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I appreciate you checking out these episodes. So let's go right into it. Got my coffee here. And today's topic is let your chain hang. What does that mean? Let your chain hang. Well, I remember the term. It was a hip hop term. And there was a song for it. Let your chain hang low, let it wobble to the flow. And basically what it meant was to just stunt or, you know, be flaunt what you got, have confidence, right? And that's what this is really about. Let your chain hang, be confident. You know, if you are somebody that is good at what you do, if you have the expertise, if you have the skill set, then there should be no reason why you compromise your skills and your talent just to appease the needs of others. Now, I understand that in some environments, especially in the work environment, you would have to do that. But I also think that in doing that, people will start to put you in a box and assume that you are only capable of doing X, Y, and Z. You're not capable of doing other things. So they won't look to you as being somebody that is proficient in whatever that task or skill is. On the flip to that, some people will like to think, oh, they brag a lot, or they're egotistical. They're very self-centered. You know, I think there is a very thin line between being proud or being happy and identifying what you're good at or what you're known for or being an expert, a subject matter expert in your craft or field. There's a thin line between that, understanding that, and placing more value over mediocre skills. So if I'm a graphic designer and I design one or two things that are mediocre at best, but I all of a sudden start saying, yeah, I can design anything you want. I can commission me to do whatever you want. Some people are going to take me up on that offer, and nobody can knock me for having that hustle, right? That hustler's ambition. But is my chain really hanging low if my skills are mediocre at best and you compared them against a real proficient, top-notch, top-skilled graphic designer? Of course not. So I think there's a very thin line between when people do that. And I think there's also something to be said about being passive with your level of skills. Because I know I've done that. I haven't spoke on, you know, the qualities that I possess because I'd rather just do it. But that has also been a detriment to my hustle. If I can't pull in the clients because I'm not expressing what my skills are, or I'm not putting them into a portfolio and or managing them in a way to where there's visibility on them, people don't see what I'm capable of, so they don't expect anything from me. So I'm not letting my chain hang low. So now that we've identified the problem, how do we fix it? What I've done And what I'm suggesting is write down a list of all the things you know you're good at. It could be anything. You're a great listener. You cook good. You know how to change the oil in a car. You have never got a speeding ticket. You are a good graphic designer. You complete video games in record time. You make a great cup of coffee. You know how to mix and master podcasts or make your own music. You can edit videos. You know how to really record videos. You understand lighting. Whatever it is, you write those skills down. Then, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate 1 being, I have no skills at all, I suck, to 10, I'm the best to ever do it. And rate yourself. And then, once you've listed out those things you're good at, and then you've rated them, list why you're good at that. What got you to that point? What got you to that score? That point, pun intended. What got you to that score? And then finally, how do you express that? If you are trying to start your own business, how do you develop your portfolio to showcase to your clients, to provide that value to them? If you are a creator, how do you create a reel, a demo reel, a show reel? It could be any of those things. But this isn't just for those hard skills, those soft skills. This is to boost your confidence in yourself. So you can look in the mirror and you can say, hey, I'm gonna let my chain hang. I'm gonna show you what I'm about, to boost that confidence, to show that you are capable of doing whatever you wanna do. And if you've already done it, then you showed your capability and how good you really are. And if you don't feel you're good, but you love it, what can you do to improve it? How much energy are you willing to put into it to improve it? You're not just gonna get good overnight. It comes with hard work and practice. Waking up early when you don't wanna wake up. Sacrificing your time. Being sore when you're already sore and you don't wanna be sore no more. These are all things that are gonna make you great. These are all things that are gonna let your chain hang. So, you've made your list. You've taken accountability. You've looked in the mirror. You reassured yourself. Then you put it into practice. Maybe in casual conversation, you're talking to somebody. Oh yeah, I know how to do that. Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I did, boom. The reason why you made that list and you scored it and then you answered why you came to that point is so now you have that tangible talking point when you're in conversation to display and convey how good you are. You're letting your chain hang. You're not bragging, but sometimes we have to brag. I don't want to toot my own horn, nothing, but this camera that I got, be stunting on them, took my videos to a whole nother level. I don't want to be the one to brag, but my audio sounds better than a lot of people. I don't want to brag, but my DJ mixes, I'm pounding them out. I'm pushing one like every day. You know, those are the things you're saying to express your skill set, to express your qualities, to convey confidence. So, I hope this helped. Don't be afraid to let your chain hang. Don't be afraid to be confident and to assert yourself. Make sure you leave a review or like the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Leave a comment, and I'll see you on the next one, all right? Peace.